Hey, Adam Schefter joins us. And Adam Schefter is brought to us courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. You know, Adam, you do nothing but break big news, and it has just come out an hour ago about Nick Williams. This is incredible breaking news. This is what everybody in the NFL is buzzing about. But Nick Williams has signed a deal with the 49ers. Is that right?
D-Mac, I can confirm that. A one-year deal for Nick Williams in San Francisco. He had wanted out in Denver, wanted a chance to catch on somewhere else, and obviously he felt that there was a better chance in San Francisco. So there it is, breaking news. Niners have signed former Broncos wide receiver Nick Williams to a one-year deal.
Wow. Adam knows all. I didn't actually think, Adam, you'd respond to that.
Well, he put it out there, so it's his news. Hmm. Now, obviously, I'm being facetious because the Andrew Luck story had to be one of the bigger breaking news stories of your career, I'm going to guess. Boy, first of all, congratulations. That's a huge story. I am curious, though, when you broke that news, how aware or how much did you think about, man, I'm putting this out and the game is going on right now, and just that process. I'm curious how you went about that and what you thought of it.
Well, thank you for the question, D-Mac. And I would say this. I was at my mother-in-law's 75th surprise birthday dinner. And when the final confirmation came in and you put it out, and I don't care what it is. I mean, whether it's Tom Nalen retiring or, you know, this team making this move or that move, or certainly Andrew Luck retiring. When you put it out, you always hope you're right. Now I remember a time, and I just say this, is I remember a time when I had filed to the ESPN news desk that the 49ers had just hired Jim Harbaugh, which at the time was a very big deal. And, you know, somebody congratulated me. They sent me a text, congratulations. And I said, hold on, let's just wait till he's introduced. And they said, oh, you get like that too? And I said, oh, yeah. Oh, because plans change. People change their minds. You don't know what happens. Mm-hmm. And what scared me in this one was, again, I obviously felt good enough to go with it, or I wouldn't have gone with it. But right after I filed it, Matthew Hasselbeck, who is good friends with Andrew Luck, who backed up Andrew Luck in Indianapolis, who was in Indianapolis on Friday and Saturday and spent time with Andrew Luck, texted me and said, are you sure?
Wow.
Said,
did your heart drop?
And I said, yes.
Okay.
And he said, I don't know about that. And yes, D-Mac, my heart dropped.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
My heart dropped. Yes. And again, I didn't know where the game was at, what stage. I honestly forgot that it was going on.
To be frank with you. All right.
Like, you're dealing with this. You think that I'm remembering while I'm at this birthday. Oh, I wonder what's going on in that Colts-Bears preseason game right now and where they're at in the game. Like, do you really think that? I mean, come on. Now, again, I followed it to the desk, the ESPN news desk, and after I followed it, then, you know, the phone started blowing up with, you know, text, did you get hacked? Is this real? You know, one GM called me a liar.
Wow.
Not a friendly way, but still, he's like, that was the text, liar. He wasn't taking a shot, but he's like, no way. And again, I'm getting play-by-play from other people because I'm in this restaurant in Piermont, New York, this Italian restaurant. And someone's saying, oh, my God, word is spreading through the stadium. Andrew Luck's on the sidelines. It's a surreal scene. The fans are booing. You know, like, I didn't know any of this.
Yeah.
Adam, how has your life changed with covering sports? Because I remember Rocky Mountain News 1994, I think it was week 8-ish, where you were telling us that Wade was going to get fired. You weren't writing about it, but you had the information. Now you get the information, it's within seconds. You got to put it out there.
Well, every story is different, Tom, right? So, I mean, there are things I know now. There are things I think now. There are things I think will go a certain way, and sometimes they do, and sometimes they change over time. So you never really know. So if and when I told you, and I don't remember this, that Wade was going to get fired in 94, I'm sure that that was informed speculation.
Hmm.
And he was, right? He was fired after.
Yeah, no,
correct?
You're right. Yeah. It was the day after the season.
And so, I mean, that's just, listen, this is what I've done for 30 years. I don't know whether I should be institutionalized or what, because it does take, it takes a lot of you, like anybody in any job. I just think that you gotta, you know, pour yourself into it, and there are a lot of sacrifices. But you know, I'm incredibly fortunate to have the job I do. It's not a burden, but it is. For better or worse, the job does become you.
I am curious.
You know, your life is lived through your job to a certain extent.
I am curious if now that you look back on it a little bit, and at some point you realize that, wow, oh, the game is going on, and sort of how everything came out. And now there's a story circulating, oh, this isn't how Andrew Luck wanted to go, despite the fact he had told many people, by the way. So I kind of shrug my shoulders and roll my eyes at that one, Adam. If Andrew Luck actually really wanted to keep this a secret or had a specific way of wanting to do it, why exactly did he tell so many people, as apparently he had?
Well, that to me is the amazing part, is that, again, after the story, which other people have said is the most surprising retirement in NFL history,
mm-hmm.
I was surprised to come under some criticism / scrutiny for not waiting for Andrew to make the announcement.
Let me just say this.
Number one, my job is to report news and information. Number two, I've sat on any number of stories through the years.
Yep.
Okay? I've held things. Like, I can remember a specific Hall of Fame quarterback in Denver asking me to wait on his retirement because our city had just been through the horrific, tragic, unthinkable act at Columbine, and I waited, and I waited, and I didn't get the story. And again, that's the way it goes. Like, that's how it goes. I'm not angry about that. I'm just telling you, that's how it goes. Now, Andrew Luck made a decision. And began, by the way, the owner knew, the head coach knew, the GM knew. He began telling teammates at least on Thursday, select teammates on Thursday, told more on Friday.
Right.
And the Colts had a organizational discussion amongst those who knew about whether they should have the press conference Friday or do it Sunday at 3:00.
Mm.
And they made the decision to do it Sunday. I didn't have any input into this.
Mm-hmm.
They could have done it Friday. Okay? They could have done it Friday night. And they would have had their chance for this to go the way it went. You know, look, I mean, it's just not how the world operates, right? Like, Ray Lewis could announce he's retiring before the playoff run. So then should the 49ers just say, well, he deserves his let's just not play the Super Bowl and give Ray Lewis the trophy here.
Right.
Like, that's not how it works. It's not practical. And so, again, the Colts and Andrew Luck, and I don't say this in a critical way. I just say this in a matter-of-fact way. They had the opportunity to control the news.
Right.
And they did all week long.
Right.
All week long. And it's not my concern that the information finds its way to me. And then what do you want me to do? Not report. I'll wait for Andrew. Oh, well, let me wait for him to say that he's retiring. And people are like, oh, well, he was going to do it after the game. No, he was going to tell more teammates after the game.
Right.
And then they were going to announce it on Sunday at 3:00. So after he tells more teammates on Saturday night, who's the first teammate that tweets out what an honor it is to play for Andrew Luck or with Andrew Luck? Congratulations on a great ride. And then, by the way, after that happens, then my office calls me and says, did you have any inclination this was happening? I mean, where'd this come from? Why didn't you report this sooner? And, I mean, don't get me started.
Okay. No, I mean, another hats off, extraordinary job. And I agree.
By the way, I am, now that I know everything that I do know, I'm astounded that the news and information held up as long as it did.
Yeah. You know, and I do remember we talked about, you knew, for example, Gary Kubiak was going to hang it up. You knew. You knew for like a week. And you kept that basically to yourself, to the point that you were nervous. I remember you telling me you were nervous about, boy, is somebody really, I'm holding on to this long. Is this going to happen? If Andrew Luck and the Colts wanted to control the situation, they should have done it themselves.
And I'll go you one more.
Yeah.
On Saturday night, before I went with any information, I called various Colts people various Colts people to see if there was anything that they wanted to do. Nobody picked up. Nobody got back to me.
Wow.
Now, if somebody had picked up and gotten back to me and said, hey, can you do us a favor and hold this 30 minutes? D-Mac, you know my track record. What do you think happened there?
You would have held it. You didn't know you were at Boobie's birthday party. You didn't know what was going on. I mean, I feel you. Who knows what's happening? I tell you, Adam, it was a trip, though. The reason why we were a little bit more in tune with it here in Broncos land, because the Broncos were playing. So, you know, a lot of Broncos fans were watching the Broncos. You watch a game, you always have your phone on you, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, my reaction, I like actually yelled out loud when I saw it. I was like, whoa! My wife didn't know what I was woeing about. And then I turned on, because I have NFL Game Pass, I turned on the Colts broadcast. And the Broncos broadcast actually mentioned it before the Colts broadcast. And it was a little bit surreal, Adam, because, wow. I mean, talk about not caring about the game. You've got a gargantuan story here, and it's breaking with Andrew Luck out there. Great job, obviously. You crushed one of the biggest stories probably of your career. It happened at an awkward time, but the Colts have nobody to blame but themselves on it. And this is, you know, beyond whether he should retire or not retire. It's a huge piece of news, a huge piece of news. And they should have handled it better. The Colts should have handled it better. Andrew Luck should have handled it better. They had an opportunity.
I'm not telling you they should have handled it better. All I'm saying is they had their choice to do what they wanted, and they made their choice. That's all.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Great job, Adam. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Adam Schefter, courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers.
Fired up Schefter, man. Just defending how he reports things. I love when he gets fired up.
What do you think? Do you
that
go with him on his process?
Yeah, especially when you find out that so many people knew within the organization before he even broke the news.
Right.
They did have a chance to kind of control how it was released, but they didn't. They chose not to.
I mean, they could have at least pulled Andrew Luck to not be on the sideline, right? They could have said, hey.
Or maybe, you know, Irsay says, you know, don't tell any teammates yet. We're not ready. We want to do this on Sunday.
Right.
Instead, he.
Well, a bunch of people.
Right. They could have controlled the narrative there, but they decided not to. And I don't fault Adam for getting this information. And this is what he does. This is his job.
Oh, I think these are the moments you define your career
by. I guarantee you when he hits send, though, there is some. I bet he's sweating a little bit.
Especially if he's hearing from Hasselbeck.
Who just spent the weekend with him.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been.
Oh, if Adam got it wrong. But he didn't. He did not. It's good to have Adam on once a week right here on The Fan. Football 4 is next.